Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos? Welcome in. It's In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. ITL week 10. Zero guests. Zero voicemails. It's all downhill. Zero players. We still have Germany games though. At least we're still playing overseas. That's the good positive. We're on the bright side of everything. It's just Bogman, the Welsh, and Jack Boyce with a parody song. We had two other voicemails, but we're gonna kick that can down the road here soon as we step into double digits of the NFL season, which does create a slight panic, Boggs. It's similar to Saturday.
Have you seen
night.
All the memes? Have you seen all the memes that's like my 3-7 team and I'm not admitting defeat and all that?
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about where people are like, there's only 7 more Sundays of football. And, you know, like people are counting down. Well, that's not really accurate with the playoffs, but of like the regular season. But like when you get to the double digits, to me, it reminds me of like Saturday night, you know, where you had like a great set, you know, Friday was good. You had a really good Saturday. You're like, this is great. And then you have this realization. You're like, oh, tomorrow's Sunday, which leads to Monday. And then everything goes Monday. So it's like you could still have a good time, but you just like it hits you. You're like, oh, yeah, this is almost over. That's
I would
double
love
digits too.
I would love to drop into your brain like the movie The Cell. Remember with Lopez and all that. I would
Vince
love
Vaughn.
To drop
I think
in
that was
there.
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn, yeah. Where is the good? Is
no,
it in there? You know, you're very negative today. You're like, no guest, no voicemail.
We have no guest, no voicemails.
It everything sucks. My team suck. You should have heard him talking before this. He's like, I don't understand why we're so low in the standings. In
I don't understand the pentathlon. But that I
say
mean,
something good.
There
say
is
one
nothing,
good thing.
There's nothing.
Just say one good thing. Just let me hear one nice thing.
You look very good in that hat.
Oh, whatever. Now you're just pandering.
No, you look good at that betting pro set. You look better in hats than I do. So no,
okay. All right. Yeah, we got it. Yeah, it's somehow still negative about yourself.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'd love to drop in there and just see. Is it just you on torture racks all over the place in your brain? Is that what it is?
Such
come
a
on,
good
man.
Reference, by the way. The Cell is such an underratedly weird, stupid
so
movie.
Weird.
With it was D'Onofrio, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it was D'Onofrio. Who plays the crazy person, but yeah, no, that's definitely like, it's just, we always hit this part of the NFL season though. And it's like 1 week where you've got a bunch of injuries, you got bye weeks, guests are impossible to get. We don't get them because we're busy with other stuff. Voicemails just come to a complete
it's a weird week
halt
for sure.
Yeah. Like yeah. If, from a football and a podcast standpoint, like that's where we're kind of at. I'm ready to also turn the page back on to getting on my gambling horse because I had just 2 horrific weeks leading into like the World Series and everything like that. And then obviously we had some baseball commitments. I'm ready to go hard this week. That's what I'm looking to do. So I want to go hoard on the football, the fantasy football and hoard on the gambling and the betting, maybe bet it all. Maybe let's just like really go into there's a positive. Let's bet it all.
We want to be on the ultimate torture rack if we lose all that stuff. So there you go.
Be like a horse splitting into 5 if you remember from the Cell.
Oh, God. What a weird movie.
Hold on.
Was Vince Vaughn in that movie? I feel like
that was Vince Vaughn. I know it was somebody in J-Lo.
He was in it. God, I'm damn. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah, it was Jennifer Lopez was a star. It was D'Onofrio, and Vince Vaughn was in that movie. Weirdly enough, nobody else that I've ever heard. Now, this guy, Dylan Baker, he's in a bunch of movies. You would recognize him. Of course, one of those weird face character actors where you're like, that's an unfortunate face, but he's there. Dean Norris. Who from Breaking Bad? Hank.
Yeah,
he was in that one. Let's just go down the list.
I don't remember much of that movie. I just remember the part where they dropped into his brain. It was so weird.
And then that guy Pruitt Taylor Vince. He always plays a weirdo in every movie. He's kind of the fat bald guy with the goatee. You remember that movie? What's the guy with the boombox?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Is that John Cusack?
John Cusack. So you remember the movie where it's like a dream and everybody's in the dream, and then the big takeaway later is
Vanilla Sky?
No. These are all personalities of this serial killer. You know,
I vaguely remember that. I don't remember the name of it.
But... Okay. Well, he was like the ball. He was the serial killer that ends up being like the main person.
Aren't they like at a hotel and it's raining and
yes,
all that stuff?
Yes. It's like
you showed me that movie. I don't remember the name of it at all.
It's like a Bates Motel type of place. Yeah, yeah. And all these weird things are happening. And then
By the way, I swear to God, we'll talk about football.
So. We'll probably talk about football. This is putting me in a better mood, if you want to be honest. Putting me in quite a better mood, but now I do want to find out what that movie's called, but I'm probably not going to waste any more time. We'll figure it out. See if we can figure it out later. But yes, those are the people that were in the cell. The whole point of this is I'm a little jacked up in the brain, and today I'm feeling a lot of it. So we are going to go through our plays. We'll talk to three of you, and we'll talk about some of the latest news. So Jack, I have a feeling Jack is going to bring me back up.
Like
I
think he always does.
He's going to crush and he's going to bring it back up, and all will be right in the world. Let's talk about some of the news and notes after we tell you guys about InThisLeague.com, the Patreon. Come and hang out with us over on the Patreon. You can get in the GroupMe rooms. You can be a captain if you want, the highest ranking official in the ITL Army.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door, and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you...
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more. Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Get access to pretty much everything we do. Check all the ranks, extra links. We also specifically post like when we do live streams in Patreon so you get emailed about it. So it's like an extra notification. And then on top of all the stuff that we could sell you on, just come and support the boys and we appreciate you doing it. InThisLeague.com. InThisLeague.com for the Patreon. News and notes. Debo is back. The 49ers are back this week. I'm going to just put it out there. I think the 49ers are going to mud stomp the Jaguars. I might bet everything I own on the 49ers because coming off of the bye, I know you shouldn't because the Jags are a dangerous team and it's an insane matchup for the wide receivers because the 49ers secondary is so bad. But I think the 49ers need to come out swinging and they need to put like,
they sure
they need
back
to be like
into
predator.
The bye week.
They need to take Jaguar helmets and put them up on a wall like they're Predator and they're doing trophies.
Yeah. I mean, they need it. So then they lose three and they backed right into that bye week three in a row. Straight. And
Chase Young is going
Brock Purdy look like garbage. So they need to get back on it. And this is a team that can step up and beat anybody. So, in Jacksonville, you know, Jacksonville is probably where we thought they were going to be before the season started, you know, pretty good. Not quite really an AFC contender in my eyes yet. They have the talent to be, but I just don't know. Like, your team looks so bad going into the bye week. I would love to see them come out and look refocused. And obviously, you know, with Debo back, that adds a dynamic piece. And Christian McCaffrey was a little nicked up, you know, never going to He wasn't going to let a small injury make him miss time. He only misses time for the big ones. But, I would love to see them come out swinging. I'm not sure. And I don't know how to feel about, I think, the B movie version of this is the Packers and the Steelers because they're both bad and they're playing. That's my game this weekend. So we'll see what happens. But glad that Debo's back and we can actually utilize him because it's not a bi-pocalypse, but there are four good offenses on bye week this week. It's Kansas City, Miami, the Rams and the Eagles. So there are definitely some solid offensive pieces that we're all going to be missing here.
We're going to be starting a lot of different things. And my point with the Debo thing, and not to make about the Niners, is that we're very injury centric. It's a very injury centric of players that are missing time. Some players that are returning. Also on the returning side, you've got Dave Montgomery. Both these guys practice in full. Debo and Dave Montgomery practiced in full going into this week. So we should get them back while there is a slew of players that have nicks and bruises and also bye weeks out there. Some other ones, Kevin O'Connell said it would be a little aggressive to expect Justin Jefferson to be able to play this week, which I think is, I never even had an expectation that he would, but it looks like
they just activated him from that IR and put him in the window. So,
yeah, I actually, that in general, I think should just go by the wayside. It's very distracting because it's like those guys never get activated and then play. I don't think we're going to get any of them. We're recording before Thursday Night Football. Like Khalil Herbert's not going to play. I don't think James Conner is going to play. None of these guys are going to play. Kyler Murray didn't. It's just the designation that comes off. But I think people start to have hopes and you start to mess with your roster. Like, oh, this might happen. I don't think it's going to happen.
It is. I think distracting is a very good word for it. It is very distracting. You're like, oh, this guy's practicing, then he's probably going to be good. And then he isn't, like you said. So, yeah, maybe just, let them practice whenever they can practice and activate them when they're good enough. Like, why do we need a window? I think it's weird.
Yeah, good enough. They're smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like them.
People like them.
Yeah, so Justin Jefferson probably not this week, but I still like Josh Dobbs this week. Brandon Staley said the Chargers have no expectations when asked if Palmer would return this season. So
this season, I hate that. Yeah, and it's really bad for the Chargers offense because Quentin Johnston just has not stepped up yet to be a good replacement for Joshua Palmer. So I don't know, maybe we're going to see a little bit more running, maybe a couple more passes. I mean, I picked Austin Eckler on Monday to have it was over 3.5 catches. Homie had 7 targets only 2 catches. I was
I saw many tweets about people. I think you and half the betting world was like, let's go receptions because
it was low.
And Vegas knew. Somehow they knew. How do you even know? How does Vegas even know? He got 7 targets that couldn't catch him. Did they know that he had floppy fingers?
I think
soapy
I think
fingers.
Soapy fingies. I don't think it was him. I think they were targets that were at his feet and over his head and stuff. Herbert got sacked 5 times in that game. That offensive line for the Chargers is not good. He didn't have that many rushing yards either. His total was so low. I was like 46.5 or whatever it was. I'm like, he's going to smoke this. He had like 50. So he did beat that, but it was just barely because that O-line is rough for the Chargers right now.
I don't
now.
Think I've bet on Eckler once this year. He was always I just don't know what
he's
you're
been banged
in
up
for.
Too.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I just don't know what you're in for anymore and like how they want to use him. And I don't know, even the receiving side, because the receiving prop numbers are always kind of so big.
You know, we got McDaniels gone. I think Staley has got to be the next guy to go. So he is just not a very good coach at all. And they have good weapons and they've spent a lot of money. The Chargers have on the defense and stuff. And it's starting to work on the run defense. The guys he signed last year are starting to work great. But I don't know. The O-line is bad. They can't unlock Herbert yet to be. He's got all the skill to be an MVP candidate. But I don't know. And it feels like every time there's a crunch decision that Staley makes the wrong one. So,
yeah. Oh, I mean, that entire team has been kind of a disappointment. I was looking to. I didn't get enough time while you were talking to do this. I wanted to look Eckler over the last month. Let's see. Week 6. Half PPR. So I feel like it's not top 12. Well, okay, it is. It's 10th. He's the 10th highest scoring very weighted over the last 2 weeks, where he scored essentially 20 points, but week 6 and 7
still scores touchdowns.
Eight and five. Thing for Eckler. But yeah. He had single digit performances in week 6 and 7. So
well, he's coming off the IR then too, or maybe he wasn't on the IR. Maybe he just missed a couple weeks. Can't remember, but yeah, he's been banged up. He's not, I still don't think he's 100%, but he's playing. So
yeah, but that's kind of, it's also like very representative. Like I'm looking at the guys above him and he in the top 10, he is the only back to have 2 single-digit scoring performances between them. So like if you look at all the performances, everybody at least scored double digit in half PPR except for Eckler. And when we extend that, you can extend that down to the top 12 and the same thing holds. None of the running backs had 2 games of under 10 points scored. Eckler is the only one. And I'm just kind of making a case for like the hit or miss type of thing that's been going on. And that's a little bit, I guess, about the offense in general. This is a quick one. It's not going to be relevant to tomorrow, but you've got a lot of doubtful stuff in the Thursday night football game. Fields doubtful, Khalil Herbert not looking good. DJ Chark not looking good, but the Bears offense still kind of banged up a little bit, makes Deontay Foreman kind of interesting, but I don't want to kind of sit on that one. James Conner activated from the IR. Do you think he is going to play? I just made this whole thing about how none of these guys actually play coming off.
I think he's got a chance. I think he's like a 50-50 versus, you know, other guys that come off the IR and you're like, they ain't playing. You know, I do think he's got a shot to play and they need him. I mean, Keontae Ingram is bad. Kyler Murray's coming back. It would be nice to get both your pieces back, right? Like get Murray and Conner back together because Clayton Toon looked like garbage and they went to Tony Jones more than Keontae Ingram last week with DeMarcado banged up. So DeMarcado is, you know, still nursing this toe injury or whatever. So they really need Conner back. Will he be back? I think it's a little bit of a coin flip. But knowing Conner, I think he'll end up playing. So we'll see. But even if he does play, like I said.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking the...
In this league.
Break it down.
I'm going to be 100% out there, so it's still probably going to be a muddy mess in the backfield until the next week or two. So
I think I saw this stat that a third of the quarterbacks starting in the NFL this week are rookies.
Well, it's 10. So now that we're going to have another rookie starting this week, that we're going Tommy DeVito. It's going to be the 10th rookie QB to start for a team this year, which is an NFL record. You don't hand off the ball to QBs. And this is what I was talking about for the last couple of years. The offensive line play is horrid in the NFL right now. It's getting all of these quarterbacks hurt. And now there's not depth. There's still not depth because there's not even 32 guys on the planet good enough to play NFL quarterback right now. So, or that are at least in the league. And we're down to a bunch of backups that are not great. So, scoring is down across the league as well. It's kind of an ugly year so far for the NFL, to be honest.
Yeah, and I'm seeing maybe it was built more around the whole season, but if you like for this week, you have Bryce, you have Stroud, you've got Bajent, you've got Will Levis,
Young.
Didn't I say
Did you say Young?
Yeah, I said Stroud, Young, Levis,
Bajent.
So that's 4. O'Connell, DeVito, yep. That's 6.
Levis, did you say Levis?
I said Levis. So there's 6 quarterbacks going this week. So maybe that doesn't hold, but I guess like, you know, you've had 10 plus. Maybe your stat is the stat that I saw. Either way, it's wild. So you have 6 rookie quarterbacks going at least this week. And then you also want to talk about like, look at some of the other throw-ins of PJ Walker, you've got Taylor Heineke that's in there, which is really gross. It's a very weird quarterback year, and having to even think about some of these players can make you sick to your stomach. But Tommy DeVito, he joins that double digit list of rookie quarterbacks, which is absolutely absurd. I did not know that Martavis Bryant was still around, looming, but apparently he is, and he signed with the Dallas Cowboys. And I saw a lot of people being like, oh, it's a great move. And I was like, was it? Is it? Is that a good move? Martavis Bryant? What has he done? When's the last time he played?
Great. I would say it's fine. Who cares?
Is it even fine? When did he play last?
It's fine. Yeah, he's going to be a practice squad guy. He's not going to start. They have so many wide receivers in Dallas, so it doesn't really matter.
I'm asking a legit question. I have no idea. That's crazy. How is that a good signing when he hasn't played in 5 years?
Not. It's fine. Like I said, it's okay. But the guy, you know, I think what the deal was, you know, he got caught with the pot and he thought it was ridiculous. So he just walked away, you know, he walked away from the game, and then he decided he wanted to play again. So he had to go through the, whatever the league protocols are. Even now the weed is, you know, the weed suspension is gone. You still have to, you know, make up for your suspension because of it. So
you,
I think
sounded like a cop, by the way.
He did all of that. I did. Yeah. But I mean, the rule was stupid then. It's still dumb now that he has to, like, whatever, serve his time for it or whatever, but he's done all of that. Like, he went through the program and now he's ready to play. So he's probably been in that program for a year and he's probably been getting ready for this for a year. So maybe he's ready to go, but you know, week 10, it took till someone to sign him. I don't know.
Well, I think it was because the suspension lifted. And then when the lift happened, the Cowboys just jumped on. I don't know, but I'm trying to be careful because how dismissive were we about Leonard Fournette? And you were like, yo, Leonard Fournette looks jacked. And I think a lot of people are bracing themselves this week in that Leonard Fournette actually might do some things.
I mean, maybe. You know, there, he definitely has the possibility to, and he looks shredded, but how many guys have we seen? Oh, look, this guy looks good. He's off the bench. Let's get him out there. And then his three carries. You know what I mean? I don't think Martavis Bryant gets a helmet anytime soon. He's just a practice squad guy at this point. To have Martavis Bryant on your practice squad, good signing, you know, but he's not starting. He hasn't shown anything yet. So I don't know. Martavis Bryant signing is kind of a who cares, but
a lot made about
it. It's kind of funny. So
yeah, sure. Martavis Bryant. I'm still around. You know, but you have that thing where you like don't think about guys and then someone mentions their name and you're like, oh yeah.
Like, oh yeah, that guy is a person, right?
Yeah, the guy. He was a player. A lot of Wednesday DNPs. I'm gonna run through them real quick. Jamar Chase with the back, Ken Walker with the chest. Damian Pierce got the ankle. Nico Collins, we don't really know, but I believe he was a limited participant in Thursday's. Josh Downs with the knee, which I hate. I want to love him this week. JSN is at a hip. KJ Osborne dealing with a concussion. Amari DiMarcato with the toe. Robert Woods with the foot. Treylon Burks with the concussion proto. So that doesn't necessarily mean a ton.
Wednesday is still the veteran rest day, right?
Yeah,
but I think I'm worried about Walker not practicing.
I am a little bit as well. The only problem is we haven't gotten a lot of information on Thursday practice stuff as we're recording this. I do see that Tyler Lockett, who I think was a DNP on Wednesday, was limited on Thursday, so that's a little bit. But there's really no other Thursday information. So yeah, I guess like coming back to probably what you were alluding to is you got to pick and choose. Like, who are you worried about? Seems like Chase is a little bit of a worry. I think Higgins also has a situation, which makes me down on Burrows. But Walker and Downs, I'm both probably most worried about right now.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, look, Chase played through this back injury thing last week, so you know, I think he's up this week. And I think Higgins too. I might be a little more worried about Higgins just because it kind of came out of nowhere. And I feel like it was on Tuesday when they said Higgins picked up an injury or something. So maybe I'm a little more worried about him. I think they'll give Jamar Chase the goofballs and he'll be in there on Sunday. He's going to be fine. Higgins, I don't know, but I like the depth that they have in Cincinnati with Yosavach and Trent Irwin. has been playing great, and Burrow's getting the ball to the tight ends as well. So I'm not so worried about the Bengals guys, but yeah, Walker bothers me. I don't think Pierce plays. I think he's down again, and I don't think Josh Downs is playing either. So because it's in Germany, it's a bunch of weird stuff. So I think those guys are the ones that I'm worried about on this list.
I got like the best like YouTube, like short video that we could ever do is someone administers the goofballs to us and we get to try the goofballs.
Done.
But we don't play. You're like, I did that at the home run derby. I did on the plane home.
Give me, well, not anything that good. So
I want to see, like, what do you think? Like, what are the goofballs doing?
Have you never had morphine? I think it's close to that.
I think I did. That's what you would have like when you have a surgery, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I had it when I had a gallbladder thing, but I don't remember.
Kidney stone for me. So,
oh, yeah. Okay. So they, so I mean, is that you think it is? But I don't know what, if you know what, like, what
Tortal, realm you live in. You know, whatever it is, it's the same stuff. It's, I think it's more local, but I mean, you saw Aaron Rodgers in that interview after he hurt his knee a couple of years ago. Remember? That's what it does to you. It takes all of the pain away. So,
but like, I'm trying to, I want to know what these goofballs are. Is it because morphine, I feel like, will take you into another plane of existence and you're just like,
I don't think it. Well, not when you're hurting. When you're hurting, it just silences.
But it's got to be a tapered down version where you don't feel anything, but you can still function.
Yeah, I think it's slightly less than.
We should podcast on the goofballs.
I agree. I think we should do it all the time.
Should we do deck our balls? It is getting into the season
for us. Goofballs. And that's the thing is, like, who is going to give us that stuff?
There's probably a clubhouse guy in every locker room that is being paid to do under, you know, behind the thing.
But it's an epidemic. It's terrible.
Don't smoke the pot. He got popped with the pot, so be careful about that. All right, those are some of the news and notes. You got to monitor the injuries. Thursday practices make us more worried. Friday usually tends to tell me that they're not going to go. Wednesday, unfortunately, everybody rests, and we rest for only a moment because we are going to jump into our ranks, our favorite plays for the week, for week 10, and we will do it right here on ITL right after this.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Week 10 plays. Oh, let's take a little peek. How did last week go, Bob?
Brought to you by The Cell. Movie made it. Do you still have the IMDb pulled up? When was that movie made, The Cell?
Let's take a guess. I was going to guess 1996 too. Let's go. No, I really think it's 1996. Let's take a guess. 95 is the only other one. Ooh, very big surprise here. 2000. It was a 2000s
was it really?
Movie. I thought it was a mid-90s movie as
so
well.
Sure.
D'Onofrio, very interesting career. Vince Vaughn, too. If you think about the trajectory of the things that Vince Vaughn has done from, like, you know, the weird indie movies to the comedies to, like, he'll just show up in some random drama. Like, he did the, what's the True Detective that everybody hated? God.
Yeah,
well, yeah, like, he always right. does that. He always jumps.
He was so bad in it, too. Yeah, he's not a very good actor. Like, he's fine, you know. I would say he's much more suited for those comedic roles than he is for anything serious. So,
yeah, he doesn't. He belongs in, like, doing something uncomfortable. Like, you're just like,
yeah,
that guy talks to girls a little too young than he should be talking to. Like, that's the type of role that he fits instead of, like, you know.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitive.
Always Stop it.
They don't know your body, only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
French coat, like, take serious. Like, he's going to arrest somebody.
Could not agree with that anymore. I think you're 100% accurate on that. Yeah, he seems like a real creep. So
he's probably like a super nice guy, too, by the way.
I've heard the opposite.
Oh, really? You know what? I think I have heard a thing or two.
I've heard he is terrible. So.
Oh, really? Terrible? Yeah, that makes me sad person. Because I loved Swingers like so much. It was totally like one of my favorite growing up movies, if anyone's seen it. And Vince Vaughn shined in that movie, but he definitely probably that was probably closer to his personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's like, you're like a bear. It's just my favorite. So.
Yeah. He's very funny, but I have heard he is just not a nice dude. So
I don't know. We should do a rank, a tournament of like the worst people, actor wise. But they can't have like committed crime, like not like committed crime type of thing. You know what I mean? But like, you know, the Pat Burrell story, you know, like that you said.
Yes.
Yeah. I told some of the Pat Burrell story this weekend.
Did you really?
Yeah. You know, like when someone's like just like kind of garbage, like that type of like that type of thing. Not like they are horrible people. Just.
Like I don't, you know. I don't know that he is Vince Vaughn is a horrible person.
It's just like if he's
not
a
nice person. Yeah. He's just a jerk. So what I've been told.
Dickbag tournament. That's what we're talking about here. Looking at ranks, easily distracted. Trying to go through here. I loved Mac Jones last week, and I don't think that was a big payoff. Ramondre was actually, I think, decent this past week.
Ramondre was good. He had the big breakaway. I mean, he didn't have much outside of the breakaway, but he did have the big breakaway.
Yeah. So I had him as like the RB1. I don't know. Let me see if he finished that, because I think I have the fantasy points up per week. In week 9, was I right? Now he didn't finish as a one. Oh no, he did. He absolutely did finish as a one. Where'd he go? He was third in scoring in week 9. So I was absolutely right. What a smart guy I am.
Yeah.
The third highest scoring RB.
So
that's right. Chuba Freeman, Nico, I had Josh Downs, or Demario Douglas. That one kind of paid. You had Will Levis last week.
He was okay. Pittsburgh. He was really only good in the first half. Second half, he's terrible.
You had Walker, Singletary, Akers. I think Singletary was just been garbage. Pittman, Cooper, Dotson. I like that Dotson one. Dotson.
We got Dotson here.
So those were some of the plays last week, though I think we did injure players. You personally injured Cam Akers. He's now done because you had him on the list. So let's jump into this week, our week 10 favorite plays. Favorite plays from a outside perspective. Again, like, you can check out our ranks, which we'll post on the Patreon this week. They're also a part of the consensus ranks on Fantasy Pros. But these are us highlighting some plays of players that have potential to jump from their standard. And the quarterback that I picked this week is Josh Dobbs versus New Orleans, which does seem like a little bit worse of a matchup. I will say this. Bogman got to the sheet earlier, took all the great plays. It is also
that many good ones this week. I was having a hard time picking.
Awful picks here. It is hard to really find these guys that can jump, but I was so thoroughly impressed with what Josh Dobbs was able to do last week. Sometimes I think he can get a little too heady if it's like, oh, now he knows the offense, blah, 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 but he's comfortable in it. So a couple notes here. 8th highest scoring quarterback Dobbs is over the last 5 weeks. With last week, when he did not know the offense, with new actual weapons, by the way, Hawkinson, Osborne, Addison, it was his best of the 5 weeks, his highest performance was that last week. The Saints defense over the last month are giving up the fourth most passing touchdowns to quarterbacks. And this is the one that I really like, the giving up the second most rushing yards to quarterbacks. So this is a defense that enables Josh Dobbs to move around, and he just has better weapons. Dobbs has proved to be good moving around the pocket. One other side note, if you're looking at the receiving options, because we don't talk about tight ends, but over the last month, tight ends are averaging just under 60 yards receiving per game and a full touchdown. They've given up four touchdowns to tight ends over the last 4 weeks. So this is a good tight end matchup for Hockenson in general. Dobbs knowing the playbook, having better weapons, and having one of his highest, you know, performances off of not even knowing the playbook, I think Dobbs has a legit shot at pushing the QB1 territory. Probably still, no matter what, is better as like a super flex or like the deep league play. But I do like Dobbs, and that's the point. Whether it's a surprise QB1 of the week or someone I do dig, it's Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, I mean, Josh Dobbs is a good one, like you said. We might be overthinking a little bit, like you said. That's the only reason I didn't pick him, is because I think New Orleans has a pretty good defense. They're not playing great right now, as you mentioned, but I do think they can bow up. But for me, I went with, mine is just picking on a bad secondary. And right now, the Bucs are terrible in the secondary. They are second in the league in pass yards allowed. Only the Chargers allow more yards, passing yards per game than them. And I expect the Bucs to be winning in this game. And so I think the Titans are going to be playing from behind again. So they're not going to be able to run the ball. Derrick Henry is very good, but that Bucs front seven is also strong.
I think the Bucs over the last month, I believe, are giving up the least amount of fantasy points to running backs in right. that time. So it has literally just been, and I think they're giving up the second most to receivers fantasy points. So, I mean, it is like you just don't run.
They're going to have to lean on Will Levis, which is not a good scenario to be in. So if you're betting this game, I think I'm taking Tampa Bay. I think Will Levis is a very good quarterback. And look, he waited until the end of the game to make his big mistake, right? That pick was at the end of the game, and it was like, I think it was third or fourth down. The clock was running out. You have to put the ball up. You can't throw it out of bounds. You can't take a sack, stuff like that. So he put the ball up, and it got picked. So he's not making bad mistakes where you're staring down receivers and throwing a terrible pick like Bryce Young did last week. He looked good against Pittsburgh, and he has a little extra time to ramp up in this game because he played on Thursday night. So I think Will Levis is in for a pretty solid game here.
By the way, just random, did you hear the stuff from Marlon Humphrey? Is that right? Marlon Humphrey with the Ravens. Did you see, he has a pod? I didn't know he's a podcast. I'm always interested in players. I know everyone has like a podcast, but when they do it in season, I think it's interesting how he said on his podcast that he got a text that was 85% Derrick Henry was going to the Ravens at the trade deadline. Like that, whoever it was, whether it was team officials or, you know, players or whatever, that King Henry was going to be a Baltimore Raven, which
thank just, God he's not.
Thank God he's not. But at the same time, like, they're not going to go and get Henry and then give him like 14 carries and just,
oh, I know. I'm not talking about for that. I don't have many shares of Derrick Henry. I'm talking about, I don't want him in Baltimore because he
is, this Baltimore is a Steelers
already very good.
Thing.
Yeah. Gotcha. So, I mean, I'm not surprised that it came that close, but thank God for our Keaton Mitchell shares that he didn't. So, my second QB here, and this one is, I don't like him, but good God, I was going through the bottom of the order and I was like, ugh, it just looks disgusting at the bottom of these quarterbacks this week. It's not good. I mean, mine would be Bajent, but we don't pick Thursday night guys here. So I'm going to go with, I guess, Zach Wilson against the Raiders, because I still don't believe in the secondary. I like the way the Raiders are playing. They're inspired. I think this offense looked pretty solid, and the strategy was what it should be finally last week, where it was give the ball to Josh Jacobs as much as possible. But I don't know who is the worst team between the Raiders and the Jets. And I think Zach Wilson is going to be able to pass. We saw a lot of his stuff come last week against the Chargers on Monday Night Football in the fourth quarter because they were down. I think we could have the same scenario here. Plus, the secondary is not good for the Raiders. It's playing fine. The numbers are okay. But if you decide to attack the Raiders through the air, you can win. We saw Pittsburgh do it, and that's a bad pass offense. So I think that the Jets can do it as well. So I'm going to take Zach Wilson here and hold my nose while doing it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of nose holding outside of the chalk. I'm going with Gardner Minshew. I considered him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's interesting because this is our sleeper quarterback spot. And I don't know. I think Dobbs and Minshew might be in similar spaces.
They were ranked too high. Dobbs was ranked ahead of Minshew when I looked.
Dobbs is higher. I think Dobbs in like the consensus ranks was like 17 and Minshew was like 18 or 19 or something like that. But just digging through, there's a good cornerback wide receiver matchup for both the wideouts if Josh Downs were able to make this game. But New England, their defense giving up 250 plus passing yards in four straight games. Three of the last five games, they've given up multi-passing touchdowns as well.
Multi-pass.
You can't really run crazy on that team. Obviously, they have got a great run game, but Minshew likes to sling it. Patriots are also giving up the seventh most fantasy points per game to quarterbacks over the last month. I don't like it as much without Josh Downs. I do love Jonathan Taylor being healthy. I like two capable running backs that I think can get involved in the passing game. And I love Michael Pittman this week. And I want to love Josh Downs. And I think it just makes a lot of sense. New England's offense also doesn't stay on the field enough that it just breeds more opportunities. So I'm going to go with Gardner Minshew as my sleeper quarterback for the week.
Do you think there's any truth, and I know this isn't fantasy, I just want to hear your take on it, that if the Patriots lose this game, that Bill Belichick gets fired?
I don't think so. That's a pretty wild thing. I don't think there... I would bet everything that there is 0% chance, because I would bet everything, that they would ever fire Belichick in season. You would destroy the relationship if you did it in season. That is an only after the season move for Belichick. There is literally no chance it happens.
I mean, I'm in 100% agreement with you. I think a guy wins six Super Bowls for your franchise, you allow him a bad season. And then maybe after the season, I don't even know if you fire him after the season. I think you go up to him and you go, Bill, come on. You're almost 80 or whatever. It's time. Convince him to resign. You don't fire him.
Yeah. Like, so do I think there's a chance he could be done in season? Maybe, but I think it would be him. I think it would be sold as a mutually parted ways. And that would be that he was kind of done, but Belichick isn't done. And Belichick's not that. That's why it's so unlikely to happen.
Well, he'll go into the dirt coaching something.
I refuse to believe it.
Yeah.
Moving over to running backs, surprise RB1 for the week. And I think I've done this two straight weeks. I'm going back to Ramondre Stevenson. Funny enough, we actually just did a Betting Pros Sides and Totals Best Bet show. And our friend Andrew Erickson, who's a Patriots fan, was talking up just how bad the Patriots just are in general and that the total over is in play. But at the same time, Ramondre Stevenson has been the guy. Indy giving up the 10th most rushing attempts to RBs, I believe, over the last month. Ramondre is averaging over 4 yards per carry over this last month, which has been nice. Indy giving up the 5th most receptions to running backs. I believe Indianapolis will be playing from behind. The Patriots will be playing from behind. So this is important. Indy is giving up the 5th most receptions to running backs and are top 10.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Me. Not me.
In receiving yards, two running backs as well. Stevenson has had at least 6 targets in 3 of his last 4 games and is averaging over 4 catches per game. Stevenson also over believe it was like over the last month has been top 10, maybe top five as far as RB performances go. He's been right at the teetering of RB1. They're using him more. They get him in the pass game. The carries haven't been there, and I'm not anticipating the carries are there in the second half, but I think he gets early bulk and he's catching out of the backfield. He might show up in the prop market. He did it last week. It was off of one big play, and I'm going back to it, especially if you're looking for a guy to jump back into RB1 territory. Ramondre Stevenson is quietly re-saving his season, and he's the guy I decided to go with my surprise RB1.
I'm going to go with Javonte Williams against the Bills, and this is a couple factors. Number one, we saw Travis Etienne really tear up the Bills a couple weeks ago, and I just can't get that out of my brain. I think with a good running back, I think that you can beat the Bills. Bills are not unbeatable. They're 5-4 this year, which is kind of surprising, but just the way that they have been playing. They can bow up and stop the run on occasion, but with the Broncos coming off a bye and this passing game being fairly ineffective, I really like Javonte. And we saw Deepak put out a couple tweets a couple weeks ago, where he was talking about how, you know, the running backs moving away from this big injury, this big knee injury that Javonte had last year, how you become more improved throughout the season and you become more and more like 100%. And I believe that last week when they were on the bye was the marker of you are now 100% and you are back to the same guy that you were. And if that is true, Javonte is by far the best running back in the Broncos backfield. And I think they're going to lean on him. So I like Javonte here.
And I like that one. And I'm going to stop you here too, because